Over the past year, CHS acquired West Central Ag Services. The nation's largest farm cooperative is now investing in the region with a major grain facility at Warren, Minnesota. CHS Executive Vice President Rick Dusick said these investments speak to the importance of this territory.
This area for CHS is huge. Up and down the Red River Valley, both sides of the river, is really important for us on grain, on agronomy, on energy, and I think we're showing it by the way we're investing. We want to be here. We want to serve the grower really well, add a lot of value, and we're really leaning hard on preparing to and positioning ourselves to serve the grower of the future, because they're getting bigger, more sophisticated. Speed and space needs are completely different than they were even 5 or 10 years ago. And I think some of the things we're doing that you so eloquently pointed out are proof that we're leaning in hard.
So how do you see that landscape changing if you put out that crystal ball 5, 10 years from now?
Well, I think, I think the trends of consolidation will continue on the farm, in the ag input and grain industry. I think when I look at the kind of the broader marketplace and the market access that we need and are expected to bring to our farmers is more globally connected enterprise supply chains from the farmer all the way to the end user, strategic assets, high-speed assets all along that supply chain. I think those are the companies that are going to win long-term, and that's how we're trying to position our company.
Dusick said CHS is well-positioned for spring inputs. The tariff situation may impact the fertilizer situation long-term if it continues, but the supplies are in place for the spring rush. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.